Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Dave, let's just start from the top. Tell us all about Michelle and what is going on.
Well, honestly, I'm really happy that I even met Michelle. I like her a lot.
Nice. So you haven't heard back from her, though, unfortunately, right?
Yeah, I haven't. I texted her a few times. I have no idea. I haven't heard back in, I think it's been a week and a half.
All right. And that, of course, that's common if you've heard, Dave, a second date update, and I'm sure you have. It's our job to try to find out what's going on. So we got to dig a little deeper first before we call Michelle. So tell us, Dave, about the first date. What happened?
It's just a good date. We went out to dinner, and that was cool. She invited me back to her place afterwards, which is a plus. Yeah, I had an early meeting the next day, so I had to beg off. But
So you didn't go over to her place. Do you think that's the reason why that she might have felt?
Yeah,
she came too strong, or she was embarrassed, or that you weren't interested.
Yeah, she seemed like she understood and got it and was cool with it all. But
and you sent those texts too after the date, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
nothing. All right. Was there anything that came up, I guess, on your date that may have given her second thoughts? I mean, whether it was in your conversation or something.
The only thing I could think is she is a dog person. I'm a cat person, but neither of us have a pet right now. So, that can't matter.
And why do you want to see Michelle so badly again for a second date? Just tell us a little bit about her and why you want to see her again.
She seemed lovely. Her disposition was just calm and nice. It was comforting.
And may I add, you seem that way. So you seem like you might be a good match on that part. So, Dave, you hold on right there. We're going to do a little investigating here. We're going to call Michelle. If she answers, agrees to come on, hopefully get some answers, hopefully get you to the second date. Dave would like to know because he'd love to see her again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Michelle, please?
Yeah, who is
this? Oh, hi. Michelle, it's Thunder and PT, but we got to tell you right up front here, we're on the radio because we do the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf.
Okay, what is this for?
Yeah, okay.
So morning, Michelle, it's PT. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What can I do for you?
Okay, so we do a segment on our show at this time every morning called Second Date Update. And we are trying to reconnect listeners with someone they've been out on a first date with, but not a second. And we are here to not only try to find out why, but see if we can't put the two of you back together. And in this case, we are talking about someone you met recently, a gentleman named Dave.
You remember Dave?
Yeah, had dinner a couple of weeks ago.
Great.
Right. And so we're just calling inquiring whether or not you enjoyed that dinner date with with Dave for your first date?
I mean, I guess. Why are you asking?
Okay, so he listens to our show, and then he messaged us because he, you know, wanted to try to figure out why you haven't gotten back to him since the two of you went out.
He'd like to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Timing, I guess.
All right. So you met somebody else then, or?
Oh, no, nothing like that. But he's out of commission for a while.
Okay, and
I guess, what do you mean he's out of commission?
He sent me a pic a few days after our date. He had some kind of surgery, and his foot's in one of those boot things.
Okay, he didn't tell us about that.
Yeah.
Well, it was an outpatient procedure. I mean, he was all smiles in the pic, so.
Okay.
What does that have to do?
We're a little confused here, Michelle. That's why you're not getting back to him? Because he was smiling in a picture, or because he had a surgery, or what?
Well, I don't know if you know anyone who has to wear a boot. It slows you down a lot.
Okay. So you don't want to see him again because he's wearing a boot?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be interested once it's off, though.
Okay. Wait, like, so because he's currently in a walking boot, which, for the record, you mentioned is a temporary thing, you don't want to engage in a conversation or a relationship with him now?
It's like I said, it slows you down. I don't want to... You know, I live kind of a fast-paced life, and, you know, once he gets better, he can reach out to me, and I'll see if I'm available.
Okay, before we let you go, Michelle, listen, Dave is listening in on the other line. I know I should have told you that up front, or we should have, but could we just put the two of you on together? Because I think he would love to hear this from you.
Honestly, I heard it.
Okay, well, Michelle, he's right here. He's right here.
There's Dave. Michelle.
I'll talk to you later or never. I don't know.
What?
Incredible.
Okay, but Dave, what's this about the boot? Is it really slowing you down?
Sure. I mean, I don't need her to nurse me back to health or anything. It's the boot. I can. Are we running a marathon or something? I'm not trying to keep.
Yeah, Michelle. What's the
issue? She's still there, Michelle.
Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I think maybe she needed somebody to run a race with her or something. It's bizarre. But
you didn't have this boot on. She saw you with this picture on it, but you didn't tell her about any kind of foot surgery, and you were obviously able to get around hobble around on the first date without her knowing.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't an issue
How long are you in the boot?
Like six to 8 weeks.
I'll tell you this. I've had this boot on twice. I broke my foot. It was called the dancer's fracture, and I was dancing at Pob's in Andover to my own worst enemy by Lit. It was a live band, and I broke my foot. No, it's a dancer's fracture. It happens to professionals.
Yeah.
And so I was in the boot for 8 weeks, and then I twisted it, did it again. My wife, I drove her at the time, my ex-wife, drove her crazy, and she wouldn't drive me to work. So I had to get picked up by a friend who took me to work and back every day. But eventually I got better, but I tell you, it was a big deal in the house at the time. Like, it was a real put out for her to deal with. So I kind of understand.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of understand where Michelle is coming from.
Well, if it's a lack of self-sufficiency, yes. That's where her frustration comes.
Well, yeah, because she had to do everything. But you're not married. You're not looking for a nurse.
We don't live together. No.
Yeah, right. You're on your own. You think you could have made it you could have gotten yourself somehow to a second date. And she said after you get the boot off, call her.
You are better off.
I don't know. I mean, I think that there is a bit of a stigma, obviously, on Michelle's part. I guess the bottom line here is, you know, Dave, that because of the boot, you and Michelle just are not meant to be soulmates.
I just didn't know if you wanted me.
I think, Dave, you'll just need some time to heal.
Okay. All right.
I guess you knew that going into second date update, Dave, that these are never, it's never a shoe in when it comes to getting a second date.
That one was a stretch.
And we're sorry that she has been dragging her feet for 2 weeks, but obviously so have you.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm going to kick it.
There you go. All right.
You should give us the boot in here, honestly, Dave.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
She was the only one who was able to walk away from this relationship. Dave, seriously, we don't know Michelle, but it sounds a little shallow to me. Wouldn't you agree, PT, that she doesn't want to see him because he's wearing a boot?
Come on.
And she said to call her. So call her if you feel like it in 6 weeks.
All right.
Dave, we're just at, listen, hey, like you said, day, you're buddy. Better thanks off
for,
without her.
Thanks for howling with the wolf, man.
Yeah, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing everything country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.